Like to welcome Fairhope City Council President Jimmy Conyers into the studio. Good morning, Jimmy. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you for working with my schedule today. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Always enjoy being here with you.
Thank you. And congratulations. You are the new council president.
Well, thank you very much. Big shoes to fill. Jack's done a great job. He's been at the helm for 9 years. And
I can't believe it's been that long. Wow.
Hard to believe, wow. But he certainly has it down to a fine science, and so I'm might be tripping over my feet a little bit the first few weeks of trying this, but he's graciously accepted the slot of helping guide me along the way. So
you've gotten volunteered, as they
say. I have been volunteered.
Okay. So what does a council president do that's a bit different than a council member?
Really, the main difference is that the council president sets the agenda.
And presides
yeah. over the meeting. Really, beyond that, we're all equal. All have the same role.
Okay. All right. And tonight's agenda, it's like 5 pages.
It's a long one.
However, most of it appears to be budgeted items that are going on, you know, to be formally approved and the money spent.
We have such a long lead time on some of these mm-hmm. items from the disruptions with the supply chain during COVID that they have to go ahead and get them ordered front part of the year so that we can get them here at some point.
Right. Let's start with the two public hearings that I'm not familiar with, and then I want to get to the biggie, that's number 7, that would introduce a moratorium on development. We have a public hearing, a request to zone the property of Hilltop Fairhope LLC to a planned unit development concurrent with annexation. West yep. side of Section Street on Petoil Drive? Where is that? I'm not yeah. familiar with that. Are
and
you?
I think I know which property this is, but I hate to say if I'm talking about the wrong one, but I'm thinking this is the property down south, sort of by the old radio station and across the street
right.
from the Pecan Building, I believe.
Right.
In that vicinity.
Petoil Drive, that must be a new street because
yeah,
that's
so
at Pecan Avenue there, section in Pecan.
That's where I'm
and envisioning you know, this. Actually it might be further out because that would already be in the city limits, I would think.
That's true, so it might not be that
okay.
one.
Well, tell me, when there is a public hearing on a rezoning, don't residents within a certain perimeter get notified?
They get notified and they can come to the meeting.
Okay,
and
that's
speak
what I thought.
For or against the project if
okay.
they have any issues.
And then
typically at this point they've already had a pre meeting with the developers. So.
Okay, all right. And there's another public hearing request to rezone the property of Del Corte to B2 General Business District concurrent with annexation. This is at the northeast corner of 181 and 104.
And this is, let's see, is it the northeast? I was thinking it was, okay. So this is over in that vicinity where we're having quite a bit of development in that 181, 104 corridor. You've got Publix going in near that
right.
location and several other projects all making that corner kind of commercial.
And that corner is in the county. But within the city's planning jurisdiction.
Correct.
So so that leads into the big item on the agenda, number 7. And I've heard Jack with Fairhope City Council talk about this on the air with me. Mayor Sherry Sullivan has mentioned it. There's been discussion in the comprehensive land use plan meetings. And now it's on the agenda, a moratorium on certain development in certain places. Why don't you read it to us and give us the details?
Sure. This proposal right now would be an ordinance of the City of Fairhope to protect the health, safety, and general welfare of the people relating to subdivision regulations and declaring a moratorium of the filing of subdivision and multiple occupancy project applications outside the city limit within the planning jurisdiction, and any real property that annexes into the city during the moratorium shall also be subject to the moratorium. So this was also include annexations. I think there's probably going to be some pretty lengthy discussion about this tonight, just to make sure that we're thinking of all the different possible scenarios that this may create. But at the end of the day, we have lots of growth in Fairhope, which is a wonderful thing. If you're in a community, you want to grow, but it's growing so fast that we are really having a hard time keeping up with the demands on the infrastructure, on utilities, and the planning department themselves.
Right.
It's just been almost to an overload capacity.
It is important to note that this ordinance would only affect projects outside of the city limit, but within the planning jurisdiction.
Or anything that's being proposed to annex into the city during the moratorium.
Okay, so. I see. And any real property annexing. Okay. And this also applies to the filing of subdivision and multiple occupancy projects. Does that include PUDs, planned unit developments?
So I believe the PUD would be subject to an MOP application. So
right, multiple occupancy project is the same thing. Okay.
Should capture that as well.
Okay.
And the MOP would be anything, I believe, 3 units or greater. So.
Okay. All right. So, do you feel like there is support for this to happen, especially when we've heard quite a bit of outcry from the public, if not in the meetings and on social media?
I would certainly believe that the citizens would support this. I know there's a lot of concern over the growth of the area, but again, you know, Fairhope's such a popular place to be that people want to live here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you ever want to stop growth completely. I know a lot of people feel that they would like to just lock the gate and throw away the key.
Yep, build the wall. Don't let anybody else in.
If you've ever been to a town that has zero growth, then you know that's probably not somewhere you want to be.
That's
so
true.
The challenge in Fairhope is just trying to find out how do you manage it and still allow it to – how do you progress without outpacing your capability for providing services.
Right. If you're just joining us, the other voice on Swap Shop with me is Jimmy Conyers, Fairhope City Council President. Please don't feel like you're interrupting us. Give us a call at 928-9228. We'll pause the thought and then continue our conversation after your call. Speaking of this proposed moratorium, it would not affect the proposed hotel that has made headlines recently at the corner of Bayview and Fairhope Avenue.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that as this is written, you know, there's going to be some discussion tonight, so I'm not sure what the final ordinance will look like, if it'll be identical to this or if it'll have some kind of tweak. But, you know, that hotel, I know there was some maybe a cool reception from a lot of the citizens about that. Just maybe the location, maybe the design. I believe the developers were going back to the drawing board to take another look at it. I used to live about a block away from there, so
I am
very familiar with the location.
Right. And has that property been rezoned, or was it always – how long – this may be a question you can't answer, I'm sorry –
I'm not
how
sure.
How could that be zoned even appropriate for a hotel? Bayview is probably the most exclusive, expensive street in Fairhope, and you're going to put a commercial hotel next to somebody's $2 million home?
Yeah, so, you know, Bayview is interesting. Right there at the corner of Fairhope Avenue and Bayview, I know there's one or two commercial properties in that vicinity. You know, when you get further north on Bayview, it certainly doesn't seem like something that would be in keeping with that part of the neighborhood. But I think we just have a lot more to to hear from the developer on what they propose and what that may look like. I'm not sure that's the best location for a hotel, but I'm not fully aware of the zoning for that location either.
It is zoned, oh, I should have that pulled up in front of me. It is zoned for a hotel.
Well,
B2, I believe. Would that be right, B2? I'd have to go find my my post about it. But
and
I'll
if it
keep
is zoned,
looking.
If it is zoned for one and they have the right to do it, then it's a matter of making sure we get the best design possible.
And that is sometimes, I think, the catch-22. People get upset about how could they be doing this when it's within their right to do so if they own the property and they're following all of the ordinances and rules set forth by the city. So that can be really a catch-22. That's not the story I'm looking for. That can really be a catch-22. Now, it was called an informal review. You used to be on the Planning Commission.
I was. Councilman Martin is now the lucky council member to be on the
Tell us a little bit of what here we go. Planning Department Manager Simmons said that although current zoning B3B permits a hotel on the site by right, other technical issues were more subjective, and hence the applicant sought the informal hearing for more feedback. Formal site plan and multiple occupancy project public hearings would be scheduled as necessary. And the article, I shared this on our Facebook page if you'd like to go look, by our friend James at the Fairhope Times.
Yeah, so I know that the Planning Commission, they do a great job, and Lee Turner's been leading that group for quite a while. He does a wonderful job running those meetings if you've ever attended one. Ultimately, the Planning Commission will make a formal recommendation to the council, and the council will be the one to make a vote. Now, if it's by right in this case, then it's just more of the logistics of determining the, you know, parking spaces, the size, etc.
That was my question. I'm glad you brought that up. By right means, if I'm not mistaken, he has the right to put on there what he wants within the zoning. So by right, a hotel is allowed.
That's per the article. That is correct. I have not reviewed all of this, but yes, by right would mean that he is allowed to build a hotel on that location. There's a lot of other details that would have to be taken into consideration to determine what that would ultimately look like. You know, is that size hotel, does that meet,
aren't there some density requirements that would prohibit this from happening?
I haven't looked at it closely enough yet. So there are density requirements. This may be within those guidelines, but we also would have to look at the overall, the parking plan and the design, the look.
Let me clarify that you do not serve on the Planning Commission
project. Yeah. I have not reviewed. I'm aware of it because it's been on Facebook, but I have not really looked into this in detail at the moment.
So
a little early.
Right. Well, then let's just ask generally in theory or just generally how the Planning Commission process goes when you were the council representative on the Planning Commission. Because when you just click on the agenda and you see eight things on the agenda, one page, that's one thing. When you click on what's called the press packet, then you find 174 pages of all of the work that the planning department and the developer have done with each minute detail of the proposal. What was interesting is the paperwork for that was not on there.
Okay, well, because they are coming for just an informal review, they're not required to submit a full package. That's they're really just trying to get some guidance, I think, to see, are we on the right track with what we're proposing?
And the answer was a resounding no, you're not, from the public and Planning Commission both.
And so hopefully they will take that to heart and take that back to the drawing board and come up with another plan that maybe is better suited for the area.
Right. So, but just to get back to the way the process of the Planning Commission and how it works, a developer comes to the city. They sit down with the planning department. come up with a plan, and then the city planning department either recommends or doesn't recommend.
Correct. They make a recommendation to the planning department, either recommend approval, recommend denial, recommend approval subject to.
Right.
And they have several items. And then beyond that, the planning commission will make a recommendation for either approval or denial to the city council on many items. So.
And when is a public hearing required? Like, will one be required for that proposal once it reaches a certain status?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that would be required based on the site plan. Would require that for, I think, a multiple occupancy. They'd have an opportunity to put that before the citizens.
Okay. All right. And what about the parking requirements in the Central Business District, or CBD, which is pretty much downtown? That particular piece is within the CBD, because there are businesses, like you said, there are businesses on Fairhope Avenue there before that turns into residential on Bayview. So what about those requirements?
And I'm not sure if, you know, if for the hotel, I'm not sure if they have to require, or if they're required to have parking for each unit provided on their property. They may be able to rely on some street parking for some of the additional spaces, and I think that's part of what's being discussed right now, or what was in the conversation with the planning department. So I'm not entirely sure of the breakdown on that.
Okay. All right. Well, other than these topics that we've just covered, as we mentioned, if you missed it, there's a 5-page agenda, but most of it is purchases approved in the budget recently, including fireworks for the New Year's Eve
That's
celebration.
Right.
Is there anything else that you would like to mention?
Let me see real quick. So I was going to say fireworks and a band for New Year's Eve.
While you're perusing that, why don't I just talk about a sponsor real quick, and that would be Enroll Alabama Mobile. If you need health insurance, you owe it to yourself and your family to at least look into the health insurance marketplace, what some may still call Obamacare. It's good, either Blue Cross Blue Shield or United Healthcare Insurance, just like you'd get on your own or through your company, but dependent upon your income, you can get help with the premiums. They'll cut you a discount. It's a subsidy, if you will. So you can go look into it yourself at healthcare.gov. But if you'd like guidance to really look into the plans and make sure you're doing what you want to be doing, contact our friends at Enroll Alabama Mobile. Enroll Alabama Mobile. You can find that online. You can find them on Facebook. And you can even call the numbers 211. 211 is like a information helpline number for the United Way and the city of Mobile and Enroll Alabama. So there's multiple ways to look into the health insurance options, but you need to do it. If you want insurance January 1st, you need to do that today or tomorrow. December 15th will be the deadline for that. Otherwise, you have until January 15th. And you can still go to healthcare.gov or find Enroll Alabama Mobile online or on Facebook. We're conversing with Fairhope City Council President Jimmy Conyers now. And anything else that you want to mention?
I was just going to mention that we've got an LED lighting package for the new baseball fields, for the high school softball fields, and for the pickleball courts. That's become a very popular sport, and until this point, we haven't been able to offer that play at night. So hopefully that will spread out the use and allow more citizens to engage in that fast-growing sport.
Sounds wonderful. Jimmy, thank you so much. I know you have big M&M Bank meetings every Monday morning, so we're going to work around trying to figure out how to do that, because I have Fairhope City Council the second and fourth Monday of each month at 8:20 on Community Contact, and we've done that Well, if Jack's been president for 9 years, then I've been doing that about 15 years.
Wow. Well, thank you for working with me today.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
I just appreciate the time that you can give and the time that y'all give to the citizens of Fairhope. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lori.
Mm-hmm. Fairhope City Council meets tonight at 6 p.m.